There you go. Let's see. We'll speak with Bill Flores in about an hour.
Oh, good.
A day-long court hearing on Texas redistricting maps ended yesterday with no maps and no primary election dates.
But,
oh my.
The lead judge in the case still holds out hope that an agreement may be possible as we try to redraw the House and the Senate boundaries.
Hope.
Yeah,
hope, hope.
I mean, as if that was worth anything.
What seems to be the problem?
Well,
I mean, I know that there's a problem, but I haven't been keeping up with what the problem is.
Okay, well, the problem is that we had a Republican-controlled House and Senate, and so we had four new congressional districts that Texas would get.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, one would expect that the party in favor would try to draw those districts so that they would be able to help themselves out.
You'd think.
You know, and that's fine. But apparently that happened a little bit too much, and what we're basically doing is we're hearing from the Hispanic portions of the population saying that they are really underrepresented. So they're the ones who are pretty much driving this as it stands right now. And you know, we've had a lot of different groups look at it. The Supremes looked at it. A court in Washington, D.C. looked at it. And right now we got U.S. District Judge Orlando Garcia in San Antonio leading this three-judge panel that is having a look at it as well. So yesterday, he apparently told the state attorney general's office and the plaintiffs that are challenging these maps, they need to get something hammered out tonight, last night.
Mm-hmm.
Get it hammered out last night. And they're back in court this morning at 8 o'clock to see if they can get it taken care of. He basically said the Senate has to be resolved tonight. Do whatever is necessary. So I don't know if they had like Indian leg wrestling last night or what to figure that out. The deal is they want to do the elections on April the 3rd.
Yeah.
And just don't know if they can get that done. And of course, the candidates want to know when that is, and the potential candidates want to know when that is, because the filing deadlines are tied to when the election itself is held. So if you haven't set the election date yet, you can't figure out when the filing deadline is. So there are people out there who, you know, are digging their tasseled loafer into the carpet, mm-hmm. talking about whether or not they want to run. There are incumbents out there who are wondering if they're going to draw an opponent. And, you know, anytime you make politicians uncomfortable,
yeah,
by golly, we all get to suffer for that. You know, we can be uncomfortable. That's okay. But when a politician gets uncomfortable, by golly, they're going to be hell to pay. So that's kind of where we are with that right now. And
gotcha.
So maybe. And again, no reason to believe it's going to be settled today, but we'll see. The judge says, come on back. I want you here at 8 o'clock in the morning. So,
whatever.
President's out of D.C. He's traveling. I don't know if you've heard. That's
no kidding.
Yeah, it's newsworthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had it.
Tell me when he's back in D.C.
Yeah. We had it this morning. He's in Milwaukee today. He's going to the lock company over there that he talked about in his State of the Union address. I guess it's Master Locker. Going to go see them, and then he's headed out to California. Going to do a little fundraising out there. He knows where the money is.
Yeah.
Knows where his money is.
He knows where the big houses are.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. He's just like us, remember?
Oh, and, yeah. He is.
So we'll do that. And we'll talk to the congressman. Apparently, they've reached some sort of a tentative deal on the payroll tax. The Republicans.
They're going to extend it for another month?
Well, they're going to extend it till the end of the year. They're going to
that's kicking the can way down the road.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's important. Business owners need to know that kind of stuff because you got to have your software right to do your payroll taxes and that kind of thing. And you can't be just kind of plugging in a payroll tax rollback for 3 or 4 months. You need to do it for a while to make it reasonable. The other thing they're doing, though, is they're going to add some unemployment benefits even a little bit longer. Now, they're not going to go 99 weeks, which is what the Democrats wanted. They're going to go to about 73 weeks. That's the compromise. In return for that, the Republicans haven't asked for necessarily a roadmap as to how we're going to fund the fact that we're extending those unemployment benefits and also that the payroll tax deal is going to be set. So that was a major concession from their standpoint. And again, we're saying all this, and yet John Boehner had to sell it to the rank and file members of the Republican Party at a meeting last night. Mm-hmm. And we presume that he sold that, but again, we'll talk to Bill Flores, and who was at the meeting last night, and see what he has to say about that. President's approval ratings are up.
Yeah,
he's up to 50% now.
Really?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are now happy, pretty happy with the president. So we'll see. There's an interesting thing that happens in the Mormon Church. The Mormon Church has a situation where you may ask to have someone who is already dead baptized. That's just part of the tenets of the church. Well, now Mitt Romney is catching a little bit of heat there, because what had happened is the Latter-day Saints Church performed what are called proxy baptisms to save ancestors and others who weren't baptized in life, okay? And again, this is what they do. And they apparently decided to baptize by proxy a bunch of Jewish people who died in the Holocaust. And that really made the Jewish community a little bit angry because, I mean, the general feeling is if I wanted to be baptized, I'd have been baptized while I was alive. Mm-hmm. And yet the Mormon Church does this. So the Jewish community and the Mormon Church basically came up with some sort of a settlement in 2010. But, I mean, it's still out there, and it still can be done. And this guy named Elie Wiesel, who is a Holocaust survivor, wants them to abandon the practice of baptizing Jews who died in concentration camps of World War II. And he wants Mitt Romney to call on his church to stop this practice. And I don't know. I mean, he's running for president. I don't know that that's something that he ought to be asked to do. I mean, can you go to the Episcopal Church, Tom, and tell them that, you know, that you don't want them to do something? I mean, you can express an opinion.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we had 1,000 of them in town last week.
That's right. You should have got them all together.
That's right.
And anyway, but that's what he wants Romney to do. So I don't know that anything will happen out of it. But again, it brings up that question. And there are some people who are conservative, who are Christian, who are uncomfortable with the Mormon faith in some ways. And so that brings the Mormon faith back into play if in fact Romney's going to be the presidential nominee for the Republican Party. So one more time, just kind of stirring the pot. And I think that's
about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess that's enough for now.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll see. Maybe by 10 o'clock this morning, we'll actually know when the elections will be here in the state of Texas.
Hi, you're optimistic.
Yeah, 6:48.